ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Just, it's just so much emotion for so long, you know, so much dedication, and, you know, it's not all roses, you know, but it's been the best times of my life, and, you know, I know my family's at home watching and love you guys.
Misty-eyed Kelly Slater, after 33 years and 11 world titles, the 52-year-old might finally be done. The greatest surfer to have paddled out was eliminated from the Margaret River Pro and therefore missed the WSL mid-season cut. Today we're unpacking his departure, his legacy, and the reality that he wants to continue in a kind of wildcard freelance capacity. Is that an entirely good thing for him and the sport? We're about to find out. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Luke Egan is a former world number two. He's currently working as a surf coach for Caroline Marks. He's competed against Kelly Slater. He's here to help us pull apart the conclusion of an epic career. The enduring nature of Slater's career, Luke, it felt like he was kind of always going to be there competing. So what did you think seeing him be chaired up the stairs at Margaret River main break after being eliminated from the WSL tour after losing his heat?
Yeah, Pat, yesterday actually got a little teary. It's been, to be involved in the sport of surfing while Kelly Slater has been here has been, you know, I feel like I've been blessed just seeing the greatest of all time do his thing.
Setting up the left, split peak, sticking with Kelly. Wide open, bonus section, Slater still traveling. Driving through an impossible section, Kelly makes it.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. Everyone kind of got a little bit emotional about it. Not just Kelly. Itzlo Ferreira was very emotional in his post-heat interview, and he actually got Kelly to sign his board that he rode in his heat.
Yeah, he's one of the big inspiration, like, I think to everyone, you know, on his sport. And I just want to say thank you, Kelly, for everything that we can do in the sport, you know. You were like an amazing human, like amazing athlete, and yeah, best luck for you, buddy. Love you.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange feeling for everyone because it's been fantastic to have Kelly around in even this generation. And even though he hasn't been getting the results of the Kelly Slater we know winning 11 world titles, just him interacting with the generation that's at the forefront of the sport now has just been fantastic to see.
It seemed like he was always going to be there. So why has he finally decided to call it a day?
Kelly's still competing incredibly. He's still surfing very good. But when the waves get smaller, the agility of the younger surfer is starting to show. When the waves are of consequence and of great quality, Kelly can still win any contest. But the acrobatic part of surfing these days and how agile you got to be when the waves are smaller or not of good condition, Kelly's just starting to show his age. And, hey, 52 and still being able to win heats, you know, one of his first round heats at Bell's Beach just over Easter, he beat John Florence and the waves were marginal.
And he needs a 5.28 to get himself into the lead. Great rail work, good speed to get started. And he looks more alive on this ride. And with a big finish, could certainly turn in the number he needs to get to the number one position. Nice floating re-entry there. And Slater looking a lot more short-footed there. Yeah, 20 seconds to go here. And Kelly's going to drop a good score. Might even get himself into the number one position. He does a 6.1.
So he can still win one or two. But to be up the front of this sport, you've got to be consistent, I guess, like any other sport.
One of his great qualities is his ability to compete. Notorious for being just relentless. You've been in the water going head-to-head with him during your career. Can you give our audience an idea of what it's like to try and compete with one of the most ferocious people in any sport globally?
Can be proud to say, Pat, that I got Kelly Slater more times than he got me, but there's not many people around the world that can say that.
With just over a minute remaining, the 32-year-old goofy footer still required 9.01 to overtake Slater's lead. He then paddled into a great set wave and put it all together for the best single wave score of the day, 9.25 points, and the win.
Kelly, when you compete against him, you know, he wanted to be all over you, wanted to be talking to you, wanted to kind of grind you down mentally. He wanted to make sure that there was no possible way of you beating him. And he's such a competitor. You've seen him. We all know he's a great golfer. Anything he does, he's just been so competitive through his life.
It was, you know, the start for sure. I was just so fiery focused early on.
You know, even though when I was a competitor with him, we, you know, didn't see eye to eye all the time because you were trying to beat him, you know. But once you're on the beach and watching and just reflecting on what he's done for the sport, and then how far he's pushed all of us, you know, through my generation, his generation, the generations that we've seen right up to 2024, he's pushed every single surfer that's got to this elite level to maybe a level, if he didn't do what he did, wouldn't be as high as it is.
We saw him speaking on the beach and he had a lot to say. He was emotional talking about his family. He was emotional talking about impending fatherhood, which is coming for a second time for Kelly Slater.
And now Kalani and I can have some time to really settle in these last couple of months and just get prepared for a little different lifetime, a little different lifestyle. So
he also spoke about a desire to continue to compete at certain events. Do you think we're going to see him getting a wild card to things like Fiji and Cloudbreak? What sort of events might we still actually see the now kind of retired Kelly Slater?
Yeah, look, he's put an application in for Tahiti and for Fiji, the upcoming events later in the year.
Pipeline, Taupo and Cloudbreak for me, are that's my trifecta, if you will.
And I think he'll get them. And as we spoke a little earlier, Kelly Slater in quality waves can still win and take it to any surfer in the world. When it's a collaboration between a perfect wave at these spots that he's been going to for so many years and Kelly Slater, he can still get 10-point rides all day long and still win events. So I think it's fantastic that he's still going to be showing up.
Well, I tell you what, he's not done yet. Have a look at this. Are you kidding me? Talk about backing up that 9.77. Kelly Slater starting to feel it. A 9.77 on his opening wave. And Joe, look at the backup.
A perfect 10-point ride for Kelly Slater.
The more he's around these younger generations and they get a chance to interact with him and be with him and him, you know, he's giving out more wisdom these days. He talks to these guys. He answers questions.
Cole and I have been friends for years, surfing out lowers together, and he's been, kind of picked my brain a little bit here. But I've known him since before he was born, a little bit. So
for me, it's fantastic. And the other part that I'm really excited about, Kelly Slater is still one of the best surfers in the world. And even past these events that he's applied for a wild card, he's going to be surfing a lot. We're going to see a lot of footage of Kelly in conditions that he enjoys to surf, riding the surfboards that he wants to surf. There's still so much more of him that we're going to see surfing around the world and doing great things for the sport. So this is just one little thing that's ending, and that's his full-time competitive career. And it's, you know, and then it'll taper off. But I'm actually excited for the next part. You know, when you don't have the jersey on and you're out free surfing, you can express yourself a little bit more. You're not just kind of surfing to the criteria that the judges want you to surf. And Kelly Slater doing that is going to be fantastic to watch.
I'm interested to know how much you think the WSL still needs him from that wild card capacity, because it seems on some level Slater still wants and needs that competitive event. Does the WSL kind of need him, or could it almost be a problem, like his appearance at events almost overshadowing that next generation?
No, I don't think so. I feel like there's some fantastic heroes there here in the sport now, Gabriel Medina and Italo Ferreira, the Australians coming through that are doing a fantastic job as well. Griffin Colapinto is in the yellow jersey right now. He's surfing incredible.
Here's that texture on the surface. We'll see how Colapinto deals with it. Just his second ride here, swooping through that carve. Just really busy. Wow, make something of that inside section with a nice grinding power carve to release.
Yeah, we had Cole Hausman win bells last week in his rookie year.
Standing by for the numbers for first last of Griffin. That's going to be the whole story. Comes in at a 5.87.
Oh, goodness.
It's over. Not enough. Cole Hausman is the champion.
a rookie on tour taking a huge win. We haven't seen that since Jack Robinson won in Mexico.
There's some good surfing going on here, and I think Kelly's still going to always be around, and it's close to his heart, so he'll be around the sport, and I think it'll be okay. I think he'll be still part of it, and we might see him do some commentary at times, which will be great to get everyone to get his insight. So, yeah, I think everything's going to be fine as we move on.
As we stand at the end of what is an epic career, talk legacy with me. What's Kelly Slater's legacy in the ways that he has changed this sport?
I'm from Merriweather Beach, and when I was young, Mark Richards won 4 world titles, and I thought that would never be done again, and I just thought he was the GOAT. And, you know, I was just like, wow, this will never be done again. And then I had the fortune to be part of Kelly coming along and doing it 11 times. Who would have thought? Who's going to do it? Who's going to do 12? Who's going to come along? We saw Stephanie Gilmore just take out Lane Beachley's record and win 8. Wow, is someone going to come along and win 12? There might be a young kid right now aspiring, watching Kelly retire, going, I'm going to go and I'm going to train and I'm going to become the best surfer in the world. Yeah, I believe in that stuff. I believe he's aspiring a young kid right now to go and do what he's done, and if not better.
In terms of legacy, that's as good as it gets, isn't it? Kind of transcends the sport. Luke Egan, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
It's been great. Thanks, mate.
Headlines. The Jeremy Finlayson homophobic slur story rolls on. The Port Adelaide player was banned for 3 games after abusing an Essendon player during gather round. The story seemed to have reached its natural conclusion only for the power player to appear on his wife's podcast. Each episode, guests participate in a segment where they list their good, bad and offensive for the week. What offended him? Well, here's what he said.
Oh, my offensive is... me off that I got 3 week suspension. That's it. That's tipped me over the edge.
It might shock you to know that he's now released a statement via the football club saying the comments were in reference to his behaviour, not the AFL's sanction, saying, quote, when rethinking my comments today, it's clear that I should have provided more context. On reflection, I should have explained that I was bitterly disappointed that I said what I did during the game, and I'm bitterly disappointed that I put myself and the club in the position I did. That is what I am most upset with. Rugby league. And Penrith forward James Fisher-Harris will play for the New Zealand Warriors from 2025 after the 28-year-old was released from the final 2 years of his deal with the Panthers. Fisher-Harris had requested and was granted a release on compassionate grounds so he could return to his native New Zealand. We're at the part of the pre-Olympics news cycle where the official Australian uniform has been unveiled and everyone has a take. You can go to our social media channels to see these uniforms, but they're about what you'd expect. From the men, it's the classic white wheels, tan shorts, white T-shirt, green blazer. For the ladies, same shoes, a kind of odd-looking skirt. It's green and gold and white. There's a white tee and the same green blazer as the blokes. My 2 cents, it's mid. Rafa Nadal has made a winning return from injury as he seeks to tune up for the French Open. He beat world number 62, Flavio Cobolli, and will play Alex de Minaur, Australia's own, in the second round of the Barcelona Open. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to the WSL and the Talk podcast for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.